Okay, so you want to work from anywhere in the world, huh? Like maybe at a beach somewhere, laptop out, tropical drink in hand.
Ah, yeah, the classic digital nomad dream.
But there's one thing that can make or break that dream, and it's something those Instagram influencers don't always show you.
Oh, you mean the whole money thing?
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Like, how do you actually manage your finances when you're not getting that regular paycheck? So we're going to do a deep dive into this using Freelancing Insider's Guide, Money, 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 Financial Wellness for Location Independence.
It's a great resource. A lot of people get so excited about the freedom and flexibility, but they kind of forget about the financial side of things.
Right. Makes sense. It's a totally different ballgame, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's break it down. The guide starts with the basics, budgeting.
Yep, that's always step one.
But how do you even budget when your income is all over the place? One month you're flush, the next you're like, ramen noodles again.
Well, that's where a solid budget comes in. It's like your financial roadmap.
Oh, okay. So it's not just about tracking your spending.
No, it's about making a plan for your money so you know where it's going and you're in control.
Interesting.
You got to track your income and expenses, of course, but then categorize everything, see where you can cut back.
Right, like those daily lattes might need to go.
Maybe it's all about figuring out your needs versus your wants.
Yeah, prioritizing. But how do you actually create a budget that works with, the ups and downs of freelance life?
Well, it needs to be flexible. Don't be afraid to adjust it as you go.
Okay, got it. Flexible budget. What else?
This is a big one, the pay yourself first principle.
Okay, I've heard of that, but remind me.
So basically, you treat savings like a non-negotiable expense.
Oh, so like it's the first bill you pay every time you get paid.
Exactly. And you know what I recommend? Set up a separate savings account. Make it hard to access.
Like, don't connect it to your phone.
Exactly. It's like hiding money from yourself.
Smart. Okay, so we're budgeting, we're saving. The guide also talks about emergency funds. Why are those so important, especially for freelancers?
Well, think about it. In a traditional job, if something unexpected happens, you might have sick leave or paid time off. But as a freelancer,
You're on your own.
right. So an emergency fund is like your safety net.
Like a parachute. If things go wrong, you need something to catch you.
Exactly.
So, how much should we aim to have in that emergency fund?
Ideally, 3 to 6 months of living expenses.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is, yeah. But even starting with 1 month's worth is a good start.
Okay, makes sense. Starting small. And then, what about growing that money?
Yeah.
The guide mentions investing.
Ah, yes.
Investing.
It can seem so intimidating, though, right? Like you need to be a financial expert or something.
Not at all. You don't have to be a Wall Street whiz to invest.
So, how do we even begin?
Start with education, learn the basics. There are tons of resources out there.
Okay. And remember, you don't have to become an expert overnight. It's
Right.
small steps.
Exactly. And remember, investing is a long game. The earlier you start, the better.
Even if you can only invest small amounts.
Absolutely. Consistency is key. Got it. So we're budgeting, we're saving, we're learning about investing. This is a lot.
It is,
Is
yeah.
there anything else we need to keep in mind?
Well, we haven't even touched on the unique financial aspects of location independence yet.
Oh, right. Like what?
Things like taxes, international banking, currency exchange.
Yeah, okay. That sounds kind of complicated.
It can be, but we'll dive into all that next time.
Sounds good. Buckle up, everyone.
Okay.
Okay, so we've covered some of the basics like saving, budgeting, even touched on investing. But now let's get to the juicy stuff, the stuff that's specific to, living that location independent life.
Yeah, the nomad life throws some unique financial curveballs, that's for sure.
Totally. So what are some of the things we need to be extra careful about?
Well, let's start with taxes.
Oh yeah, taxes. Everyone's favorite topic.
Right. But seriously, taxes can get really complicated when you're working across borders.
I bet. Different countries, different rules, right?
Exactly. Some countries have these things called tax treaties. They can make things a bit easier.
Okay. So do we need to like become tax experts?
Not necessarily, but it is super important to do your research or, even talk to a tax professional who specializes in this kind of stuff.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Taxes. Anything else?
Banking. That can be a bit of a headache, too.
Oh, how so?
Well, imagine you're getting paid in US dollars, but you're living in, say, Thailand, and you need to pay your rent in Thai baht.
Yeah, that sounds confusing.
Right. And the
Yeah.
exchange rates are always fluctuating.
So what do? Just carry around a bunch of different currencies?
No. Thankfully, online banking has made things a lot easier these days.
Oh, okay, good.
You can find banks that are specifically geared towards like expats and digital nomads. They offer multi-currency accounts and stuff.
Ah, that makes sense. So you can just transfer money between accounts as needed.
Exactly. And a lot of them have pretty good exchange rates too.
Awesome. Okay, so we've got taxes and banking. Anything else we should be thinking about?
Yeah, health
Oh,
insurance.
yeah, right. That's important no matter where you are, I guess.
Especially when you're traveling a lot. You don't want to get sick in a foreign country and not have coverage.
I can imagine that would be scary and expensive.
Exactly. So make sure you have a good international health insurance plan, one that travels with you.
Okay, so that's taxes, banking, health insurance, all the logistical stuff. But what about the mental side of things, you know, managing money when your income is so unpredictable? Any tips for staying sane?
Yeah, that's a big one. It can definitely be a roller coaster ride.
Right. Some months you're killing it, other months it's like crickets.
Exactly. The key is to build resilience and develop those good financial habits we talked about earlier.
Okay, resilience. That sounds like easier said than done, though.
Well, it starts with your perspective. Instead of seeing those low-income months as failures, see them as opportunities.
Opportunities. For what?
To diversify your income streams, maybe pick up a new skill, you know, turn those financial downs into ups for your career.
That's a good way to look at it. So it's not just about riding out the storm, it's about using that time to grow.
Exactly. And remember, those lean months usually don't last forever.
Right. The freelance life is all about ups and downs. But if you have those good habits in place, you can handle those swings a lot better.
Absolutely. It's all about having that financial cushion, you know? So when those dips come, you're not freaking out.
Makes sense. Okay, we've talked about a lot of important stuff today, but I have a feeling some of our listeners might be thinking, okay, but how do I actually make enough money to make this lifestyle work?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And that's what we're going to tackle next.
Okay, so we've talked about managing money and some of the curveballs that come with being location independent. But now I want to know how to actually rake in the dough, you know, make this lifestyle sustainable.
Yeah, got to pay for those plane tickets and those co-working spaces somehow, right?
Exactly. So, spill the beans. How do we make bank as a freelancer?
Well, the good news is, as a freelancer, you have a lot of control over your income. It's not like a traditional job where you're stuck with a salary.
Okay, that's promising. But how do we actually like unlock that earning potential?
One word, specialization.
Specialization.
Think about it. If you needed, say, electrical work done, would you hire a general handyman or an electrician who specializes in, I don't know, vintage wiring?
Probably the specialist, especially if I lived in like a super old house.
Exactly. The same goes for freelancing. When you specialize, you become more valuable to clients.
Right, because you're the expert, the go-to person for that specific thing.
And that means you can charge more.
Okay, got it. Specialize. But what if, like, even in your niche, things slow down? How do you create that, you know, financial stability?
Multiple income streams, my friend.
Ooh, tell me more.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Have different
Like
offerings.
what? Give me some examples.
Sure. So you could do client work, of course,
Yeah.
but maybe also create online courses or write ebooks or sell templates.
Ah, so it's like diversifying your income, kind of like a financial portfolio, but for your work.
Exactly. That way, if one stream slows down, you've got others to fall back on.
Smart. So we're specializing, we're diversifying our income. It sounds like there's a lot of hustling involved, though.
Yeah, there can be. But it's important to remember that financial wellness is not just about making money.
It's not.
No, it's about having the freedom to live the life you want.
Right, that's the whole point of this lifestyle. So it's not about working 24/7.
No way. You got to prioritize self-care, set boundaries. Don't be afraid to say no to projects that aren't a good fit.
Yeah, that makes sense. You can't pour from an empty cup, as they say.
Exactly. You got to take care of yourself first.
Wow, this has been a super helpful deep dive. We've covered so much: budgeting, investing, the unique challenges of being location independent, and now how to actually make this whole thing work financially.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground. Hopefully, our listeners are feeling a little more confident about managing their money.
I hope so too. And remember, this is just the start. Keep learning, keep experimenting, and most importantly, keep chasing those location independent dreams.
Absolutely. And don't forget, take control of your finances, take control of your future.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. Until next time, happy freelancing.